welcome to University Matters on Campus FM. I'm Patricia Camilleri. In this series, I will be talking to academic staff about their research, their international networks, their aims and plans for the future. I shall also be hearing from staff and students about the many events that take place here at the University of Malta. This is the programme that keeps you informed about what's happening on campus. I'm delighted to have with me in the studio today, on University Matters, Professor Paul Clough. He's come to talk to us about a wonderful lecture series that has been going for a long time. But before we get on to that, I'd like to say a little bit about him. He has his BA and DPhil degrees from Oxford University. In 1996, his DPhil was runner-up for the Audrey Richards Prize, awarded every 2 years for the best doctoral thesis in any branch of African studies by the African Studies Association of the UK. He has conducted anthropological fieldwork for over 30 years amongst the Hausa people of West Africa. His most recent publication on the Hausa are The Impact of Changing Political Economy on Gender Relations in Islamizing Rural Hausaland, Nigeria, in the journal Africa, volume 79, number 4. Knowledge in Passing, Reflexive Anthropology and Religious Awareness, in the journal Anthropological Quarterly, Polygamy and the Rural Accumulation of Capital, Testing a Model Based on Continuing Research in Northern Nigeria. And Professor Clough has always been especially interested in economic anthropology and political economy. And so he has focused on the connections between religion and economy. Together with Dr. John Mitchell of Sussex University, he edited the volume Powers of Good and Evil, Moralities, Commodities and Popular Belief. That was in 2001. Most recently, he has developed a new interest in the field of ethics as an essential part of culture. This led him to publish Between Anthropology and Philosophy, The Relevance of Kinship to Moral Reasoning in Culture and in the Philosophy of Ethics. And that can be read in the journal Social Analysis, Volume 51. Since 2005, he has conducted field work among African immigrants in Malta. From 1997 to 2009, Professor Clough was coordinator of the Anthropology Division of the Mediterranean Institute. And from 1998 to the present, Professor Clough is chief editor of the International Journal of Mediterranean Studies, published twice yearly by the Mediterranean Institute here at the University of Malta. Thank you very, very much for being with us today, Professor Clough. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
We're going to talk about the Work in Progress Social Studies Seminars, which, as we were having a little chat before coming on the air, I was amazed to find actually started off in way back in 1995. So tell us a little bit about the genesis of this seminar series.
Yes, well, what happened was that as early as 1992, when Professor Paul Santcassia established the anthropology program in the University of Malta, he ran a set of seminars in the social sciences, which were open to the public and drew a wide audience. He left in 1994 and very happily is now back with us again since 2009 as a full-time member of staff at the University of Malta. Well, about 1995, that's something like a year or two later, myself and Professor David Zamit in the Faculty of Law, who was also, like me, an anthropologist, decided that we needed to get the seminar series going again. And what we really had in mind was a very informal seminar setting in which people doing actual research would have the chance to give a paper and get feedback from an audience, hopefully friendly feedback, but in any case, constructive criticism. And that's how it all began, and it has continued in that vein to be very much a forum in which anybody who wants to give a paper can do so, and if they really need feedback on their ideas or on their data, it gives them a chance to get feedback. Secondly, we always felt that what the university needed was a place where there was regular stimulating exchange. Regular stimulating exchange. And this is, I think, for me, one of the nicest things about the Work in Progress seminar series. We call it Work in Progress in the Social Studies rather than Work in Progress in the Social Sciences, because we want to keep it broad. We want to include historians. We want to include philosophers. And we once had a wonderful paper given by Professor Ivan Kalous, who, as you know, is head of the Department of English. So above all, it's a chance for academic researchers to get together, thrash out their ideas, talk in a friendly and very, very informal setting. It's not really a lecture series, Patricia. It's as I said, it's more like a seminar paper series in which the audience is encouraged to ask questions and give their own points. I very often chair the seminars, and I very much encourage debate. I think this is what the University of Malta needs, and this is what we have tried to do.
And in universities in general, do you think that this is something that goes on a lot, or is it something that's missing? Is it something that is particularly needed within the area of social studies?
I think it's terribly needed in the area of social studies. And I think precisely because it's such an informal seminar, and it's a question of myself and the other conveners actually asking around, would you like to give a paper, or would you like to give a paper, that we're getting enthusiastic speakers and we're getting an enthusiastic audience. It's not the sort of thing where you sit and listen to a lecture up on the podium and then maybe ask one or two timid questions. It's meant to be a really ding-dong active intellectual exchange and debate with the speaker at the same level as the audience. So we get people from the community, people from Malta at large. It's very open to the public. We get academics. We get postgraduate students. We don't get as many undergraduates as I would like, but undergraduates are always invited to attend. So it's very much this kind of very active audience. And another point, the audience varies very much from week to week, because I like to publish the whole series through Communication Office. And may I take this opportunity to thank you and Angela Schwereb and Monica McAuliffe at Communications Office for all the wonderful work you've done over the years in advertising this series in the university, on the web page, in the press every week. And so people pick and choose the seminars they want to go to, and we get a different audience every week.
Perhaps the undergraduates, perhaps they feel a little bit intimidated by the level, perhaps. I've been to some of your lectures over the years. We've got many of your lectures over the years, or the talks. And I've always been happy just to listen at the back of the room, because it's a lovely experience to see an academic having a real good discussion with another academic who perhaps has absolutely nothing to do with his subject at all, and yet, you know, it really works like that.
I think that's the way it should work. Above all, it's meant to be that kind of very, very open intellectual exchange. I've had news from academic friends in England that the seminar culture has been on the wane there. So I'm very proud of our series. Having said that, I think we all know that if you go to Durham University or Cambridge, for example, you're going to see many seminars. And our postgraduate students always come back to Malta and say they were very stimulated by the many seminars they could go to, which were very open in nature. And this is what I have tried to keep going. And I'm very, very proud and happy to have co-conveners like Peter Mayo, who finds many of the speakers and chairs a number of the events. He has not only been an enthusiastic giver of papers over the many years that we've been in existence, but since about 2004, he has been one of the co-conveners and has been instrumental in finding many of our speakers.
The postgraduate students, I would have thought, would find it a very good venue for honing their skills in presenting their work to an audience of a certain level.
Yes, yes. I think that is one of the main reasons why the seminar series was set up, precisely for postgraduate students. And, for example, in this coming semester, we've lined up at least two postgraduate students to speak. We're planning on holding 8 seminars in the second semester between February and June. And four of those should be postgraduate speakers. We are being joined. Michael Bergoglio, lecturer in the Department of Sociology, is joining myself and Peter Mayo as a co-convener, and he hopes to attract postgraduates in sociology to give papers. I'm looking forward to postgraduates in anthropology giving papers. But for sure, we have two lined up. We have Maurice Said, who was an undergraduate here and also did his MA here. He's now doing his PhD in anthropology at the University of Durham. Maurice Said will be speaking on suicide in rural Sri Lanka, because his PhD is on a very interesting, if fraught, topic. His whole PhD thesis is going to be on violence in rural Sri Lanka, which is sadly but interestingly a growing field in anthropology, the anthropology of violence. And it seems that Sri Lanka has one of the highest suicide rates in the world. It's quite extraordinary, and he will be talking as to why this should be. And then we're going to have a postgraduate student from the United States who will be coming with several other students, together with Professor Mary Durfee of Michigan Technical University, and his name is Mark Sanko. And he will be speaking about Maltese Catholicism in the USA, with a special emphasis on the Maltese Catholic community in Detroit. And his point is going to be that the Catholic Church and Catholic religion more generally is an important focus for Maltese in the States. It's a way of building the Maltese diaspora community.
Yes, I can imagine that when you're abroad, the religious element is a useful glue.
Yes.
For people to create communities.
Yes.
And is there any particular emphasis in the discussions on things Maltese, or is that incidental occasionally?
It's very, very open. It's very, very open. We have an incredibly wide variety of speakers. I'll just give you a brief idea of just 3 seminars in the past which really stick in my mind. 3 years ago, Professor Roger Just, professor of anthropology at the University of Kent, gave an intriguing paper on the question, why are boats named after women rather than men? And why do we call boats she? And he was comparing the way Greek fishermen did this in Greece, where he did his field work, with the way it's done in Australia among yachts people, because Roger is an Australian. But it was a brilliant paper, beautifully polished, in which he led him to make some very interesting philosophical points. Then there was Judith Oakley, the extremely well-known feminist anthropologist. She gave a paper on feminism today. And when I walked into the room, I was surprised to see something like 40 women from different departments of the university. I didn't know they knew about Judith Oakley, but they certainly did, and they turned up. Then there was one way back in 1999. Professor Murray Last of the University College London gave a paper on mystical experience among Hausa, the Hausa people of northern Nigeria, and his own work among Sufi mullah in the countryside, the rural areas of northern Nigeria, and that was an absolutely fascinating paper. But they cover a wide variety of topics. Essentially, Patricia, the majority of papers are on Maltese topics, because we want to encourage that. So we get a wide variety of papers on Maltese topics. Intriguingly, one of the themes which has emerged over the last 7 years in particular is the theme of immigration. situation, because as we all know, Malta is now experiencing this wave of undocumented immigrants coming in from North Africa, many of whom come from Africa. And so we have had Maltese lawyers like Professor Ruth Farrugia and Maltese social scientists speaking on the whole issue of immigration, Professor Peter Mayo and Professor Carmel Borge in the Faculty of Education. They've both given papers on acquainting school children with immigrants and the cultures from which immigrants come. But we're really open. We're very, very open. For example, last year we had Professor Mary Darmanine, also of the Department of the Faculty of Education. Mary gave a fascinating talk on changing religious identities in Malta. And while she said that secularism is on the rise in Malta, and Malta is increasingly a secular society, what was fascinating was that the people with whom she is doing her research right now, and quite a wide variety of people who see themselves as distinct, as quite separate from the Catholic Church, these Maltese parents nevertheless are very concerned that their kids go to Catholic schools and be very acquainted with the Catholic Church, which always reminds me of Professor Peter Mayo's phrase, you may be for the church or against the church, but you cannot be without the church. So the religious phenomenon in Malta, the immigration phenomenon in Malta, we're open to anything. But at the same time, we do make a point of keeping our eyes and ears open for visiting academics from Britain, the continent, or the United States. And we really do encourage them, when they come to Malta to lecture, to give us a paper as well. And they certainly have been very helpful in doing this.
Yes, that's an important point, because sometimes these very interesting people with extremely good, fascinating academic backgrounds come to Malta, they like ships in the night.
Yes.
Which is a great shame.
Exactly. That's where Peter Mayo has been particularly good at making sure that people who are here extremely briefly or for short periods of time are invited to give a talk. For example, last year we had Professor Tim Cheney from the University of Idaho give a talk about the contemporary Supreme Court, and it was fascinating because, of course, he was able to show how the political affiliation of Supreme Court justices in the United States makes a great difference to the decisions. So he was giving us quite a hot, up-to-date, ticker-tape presentation about who thinks what on the Supreme Court. We've had many other people like this come through briefly and then give a talk, for which we're very grateful. We normally go into action in the second semester. We normally go into action in the second semester and have them every week.
But last year, the second semester, you had eight.
Yes. And we hope to have eight this year as well.
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned a couple of the ones that are coming up.
Yes.
The postgraduate talks or discussions. What have you got that you know about that you can tell us about other than those two?
Sure. Well, the other person we have lined up is Professor Robert Orsi. He is Professor of Religious Studies at Northwestern University. And we hope he'll give at least one paper on, he is an expert on Catholicism in the United States. He adopts very much an ethnographic approach so that he gets to know the people he researches very closely. He's very much like an anthropologist in his approach to research, but he's developed an important name. He's become a significant force in the study of Catholicism in the United States. And we hope he'll be giving a work in progress paper on the Catholic Church in the United States today, and perhaps that will lead to another public lecture on the whole issue of the pressures under which the Catholic Church feels itself at the moment in the United States, and the criticisms which have been directed against the Catholic Church in the United States, because he really is an expert in that field. And then I'm very much hoping that we're going to get several sociology postgraduate students to give papers, since Michael Bergoglio is joining us as one of our co-conveners. So we hope to increase the input of sociology as well as anthropology to the seminars.
At a certain point, after some time, I think, it was decided to record the lectures. How early on did that happen?
Well, that was because of the action of one of our co-conveners, Professor Vicky Ann Cremona. Professor Cremona was, as you know, head of the theater studies division in the Mediterranean Institute. And before she left to become ambassador to Paris, she very wisely asked Campus Radio if they would record the work in progress seminars. So since 2004, we have been asking all our speakers, would they mind being recorded? Sometimes a speaker says, I'm in the middle of my research, I think my research is a bit sensitive, so I would prefer not to be recorded. But usually the speakers say, yes, that would be very nice indeed. So since 2004, almost all of the work in progress seminars have been recorded by Campus FM, and then a few weeks later they are broadcast. And then the manager of Campus FM tells me that the whole series is rebroadcast during the summer months. So Maltese audiences get two occasions, two times when they can listen to any particular seminar. And what's happened is this. For me, it's very surprising and very, very rewarding. I may be out shopping, or I may be out at a pub having a drink, and somebody will come up to me and say, oh, I heard that very interesting talk. I liked it very much. That was very, 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 very interesting. It's happening to me all the time. I think that, in fact, a lot of people in Malta listen to Campus FM. I think there are quite a few people for whom Campus FM is their main radio channel because of all the wonderful music that it plays, but also because of the many seminars and interviews in Maltese which it has. But because Vicky Ann Cremona made this very, very wise move when she was co-convener to get Campus FM to record us, it means that all of the work in progress seminars are available as webcasts. If you click onto on your internet, if you click onto Campus FM at the University of Malta, you will see a link to work in progress seminars, and you can pick and choose and listen. They last 1 hour, followed by 1 hour discussion, and most of that gets recorded. So it's a huge educational resource. Another group of people who seem to be listening to these seminars are retired people. People with an education, who've had a demanding work life, have more time at their disposal. They enjoy listening to these talks as well. So I really do think, Patricia, that work in progress seminars have become a very important contact point between the University of Malta and Maltese people generally.
Yes, we know that Campus FM has a very dedicated audience. The numbers probably aren't as great as some of the other more sort of commercial radios. However, the people who do listen to Campus FM tend to listen to it all the time. They tend to be a very dedicated audience, so they pick up on our programs a lot. Yeah. And I can say the same about my own talk show. People sometimes stop me in the grocery and say, oh, I recognize your voice. You must be that person that does the program. So that's very gratifying to know there's somebody out there listening to us. Yeah. And from my communications point of view, the fact that the Work in Progress Social Studies series is getting out there, being broadcast, is extremely important, because it means that it's the radio is a tool, a very good tool, for communicating what goes on at university, which is what my office obviously is always trying to do in innovative ways as well, using traditional media but also innovative ways. So that's an extremely important thing to know, that there are people out there listening.
No, as I said, I've been very surprised and very gratified to find out that there's quite a wide community of people in Malta who are listening to the seminar series Work in Progress in the Social Studies.
In the last minute that we have at our disposal, I know you've been doing your own research recently. A word about that? What's going on in your research life?
Sure. Well, the most fascinating thing about my own research, quite frankly, is that after all those years doing research in West Africa among the Hausa people of northern Nigeria, one of the largest ethnic groups in West Africa, and the language of Hausa is a lingua franca, spoken just south of the desert across West Africa in many countries, you wouldn't believe it, Patricia, but now on the streets of Malta, I can greet people in Hausa and get a discussion going in Hausa. Because of the immigration flux into Malta, it's now possible for me, if you will, to use the skills I developed in my research in West Africa here in Malta. So yes, at the moment I'm very involved in trying to understand. I'm concentrating very much on the mental life of immigrants, how they find jobs, the problems they find in facing jobs, how they react to Malta, how they react to European civilization, how their own ideas change as a result of the experience of being in Europe.
Well, that just shows how serendipitous research always is. I'd like to thank Professor Paul Clough for coming to talk to us about the WIPS seminar series. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you for being with us on University Matters. You can listen to any of the previous interviews in the series on the Campus FM website. I hope you'll join us again next week. This is Patricia Camilleri saying goodbye.